Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Join us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, let's talk about the iconic beef. It's What's for Dinner 300.
Absolutely. Fueled by the Beef Checkoff with the support of the Federation of State Beef Councils, the Beef It's What's for Dinner 300 race sprinted to its third year at the Daytona International Speedway. From in-person events to commercial production to social media promotion and traditional media outreach, Beef It's What's for Dinner was on the racetrack and in the national spotlight. The Beef It's What's for Dinner brand was also showcased nationwide through various advertising efforts before and during the race. In addition to signage on the racetrack, commercials showcased beef to a global audience on the Fox Sport 1 television network in an effort strongly supported by the Oklahoma Beef Council. Finally, Chef Ryan Clark, Tucson's Iron Chef for three consecutive years, was live from the track for interviews with TV and radio stations across the country. During those interviews, he shared beef tailgating recipes along with cooking and preparation tips and tricks. To learn more about the race and to view a recap video of checkoff efforts, visit drivingdemandforbeef.com.
Well, the Wheat Quality Council took its annual tour through winter wheat producing areas in the Central Plains. Dave Green, Executive Vice President, says it was a pretty sobering experience.
The way I would say it is we had 105 people, most of them new to looking at scouting fields, and there's a general level of excitement. They're excited to go. They're going to meet a lot of people. They're geared up to have fun and enjoy the experience. And in reality, when you look at a bad crop this way, it gets kind of somber. Everybody really sees just how much is involved with crop production and what effects poor crops have on the local community. So everybody came in with a good mood, but it was a pretty serious affair.
He says the tour covers a good-sized area.
We made over 650 field stops, so we did a lot of sampling. We had 27 cars follow the same routes, and we cover southern Nebraska, all of Kansas, and then northern Oklahoma. We also get reports from farmers who drove through Colorado, so we got pretty good recap of the area.
Green talks about the tour results.
Our yield for the entire tour averaging 650 stops. Now, the one caveat I tell you is we don't stop at fields that are already abandoned or look like they will be abandoned. We figure that's part of abandonment. That's not the yield per acre. Of the fields that look like they were going to be headed for harvest, we averaged 30 bushels an acre for the entire state, and that would have been 10 bushels below normal for us. It was pretty discouragingly low.
Fields in Oklahoma and Nebraska had similar results to Kansas.
The same, really. A lot of these parts of those high plains just have not gotten any measurable rain, it seems like. And so for Nebraska, certainly south central Nebraska had some wheat that looked pretty good. But once you got into the high plains, and the same with Oklahoma, once you got up into the panhandle, things got really bleak really fast.
Once again, that's Dave Green of the Wheat Quality Council. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has announced an atypical case of BSE, that's a neurologic disease of cattle, in an approximately five-year-old or older beef cow to slaughter plant in South Carolina. Animal never entered slaughter channels and at no time presented a risk to the food supply or to human health in the United States. Given the United States' negligible risk status for BSE, we don't expect any trade impacts as the result of this finding. USDA Animal and Plant Health Inspection Services, or APHIS, the National Veterinary Service Laboratories, also confirmed that this cow was positive for atypical L-type BSE. The animal was tested as part of APHIS's routine surveillance of cattle that are deemed unsuitable for slaughter. The radio frequency identification tag present on the animal is associated with the herd out of Tennessee. APHIS and veterinary officials in South Carolina and Tennessee are gathering more information during this ongoing investigation. You've got farm news on Ron.
Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, May 25th. 25,765 head will be seen on Dish Network Channel 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Video auction starts 8 a.m., including 3,400 feeder steers, 2,900 feeder heifers, 6,000 weaned calves, 6,400 calves on cows, and over 6,000 beef dairy crosses. For more information, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2177.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.